Kia ora, you're tuned in to Radioactive FM breakfast show Parakuhi, brought to you by Space Place. I'm your host, Frida, and this morning we're joined by the wonderful team behind Help! A Monster Ate My Story, a joyful new children's theatre adventure from award-winning author and illustrator Ruth Paul, brought to life with actors Takuda Huria and Teague McKay, bursting with music, imagination, and familiar picture book characters. The show runs at Circa Theatre these April school holidays. And this morning we are joined by the team here in the studio. Morena, how are we this morning?
Morena, good.
Morena.
Yeah. T-Rex coming to the space already.
Yeah.
Oh, beautiful. So tell me about this story. Help, A Monster Ate My Story. Are you guys the monsters?
I'm the monster. I get to be the monster dressed in this amazing costume by Fifi. Yeah, I'm the monster, but we play various characters from Ruth Paul's children's books. So we've got Lion in there, we've got T-Rex, there's Jellyfish. If your tamariki are familiar with the books, they'll see some familiar characters on the stage. Yeah.
And Takuda Huia, are you also one of the monsters in the story?
Well, I guess T-Rex is some sort of monster. I'm also a Kiwi as well, and we can't forget the most important character of all, who is the writer, Ruth Paul.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She gets to play herself, which is great.
That's cool. I love this concept of having the author of these books in the play as well. How does she kind of like weave the whole thing together? Because are you dancing with like different books, like all in one?
Yeah, so the premise is Ruth Paul, as herself on stage, creates this monster and needs some help to deal with this monster and come up with a new story. And so her books spring to life. And so Ruth's on stage interacting with her characters from her books and also playing some characters as well. And that's the story is about how do you collaborate with each other and come up with your own ideas and trust in your own ideas to solve problems.
Mm.
Yeah.
He hit it right there.
Beautiful. That's so cool. And you've already opened the show. So the show opened on Tuesday. Mm. How has it been, like the reception with like the audiences and the tamariki? Like how's that all playing together?
Oh, well, so far, so we've already done four shows. All of them have been so amazing. Our first show especially I felt very special because as soon as we walked out there, I even got a fright because I forgot that it was a full audience. So I was just like, oh, that's right, we're doing shows now. Wow, it really has put me in perspective into that. But no, the interaction has been great. I feel like, you know, every audience that comes in, I'm learning something new. All of the vibes are not necessarily the same every time, but they are heartwarming, especially when you can hear all the laughter at the back, especially when Teague's out and he's playing the monster and he's getting all of this interaction. It sounds so beautiful and it's like low-key making me want to cry at the back, but I'm wearing makeup so I can't. I'm going to be professional.
Wow. And is it like interactive as well with the kids and the audiences?
Yeah, yeah. So we ask the kids questions and get responses from the kids. And there's some sort of like that pantomime type thing of like behind you, look behind you, or look there. There's a monster. What am I drawing? Or Kiwi aren't real. And the kids are like, yeah, no, Kiwi are real. And so the interaction, there's no fourth wall. We're not ignoring the children, the tamariki in the space, and they're certainly not ignoring us. They're very vocal when they know something that we don't. They're gonna let us know.
Oh yeah!
Yeah.
Wow,
yeah.
That's cool. And working with Ruth, the author of all of these books, and also the playwright, she pulled all of this together. How do you think that process has kind of been in terms of bringing all of these different stories together and to life for these audiences?
I guess in terms of the writing, like we weren't really there for majority of the writing, but there was some rewrite during rehearsals, which I thought was a challenge for me because I can get so stuck on lines. But it ended up going so easy, I guess, for all of us. And for me, especially just being in that space, seeing it all being devised, written in real time, and directed as well, has opened my eyes to what it really looks like when you're in those positions.
Yeah, Ruth and Jackie Coates, the director, have a really good relationship where Ruth is, like, knows what the script needs to be, but is very open to those changes, and Jackie knows, like, has been more experienced in theatre, and so knows what works for theatre, whereas this is Ruth's first, I believe, theatre show, so some things are slightly different than writing a kid's book. And so, yeah, Ruth's been like, this is what needs to happen in the story, but I'm open to how. Mm. And so it was a really cool dynamic in the space to see the script shift and change, and to get to the product that we've got now is quite cool.
Yeah
And you guys also have like a pretty killer creative team, or just team across the board. Do you want to kind of like talk a little bit about all of those different elements and the team behind this beautiful piece of work?
So how many of us? There's Rachel, there's Fifi, there's Anna, there's
Charlotte, Emma the producer.
Yeah, wow.
Jackie, Ruth, obviously us.
It says one more. Oh, lighting, Gaffer.
Janice. Yes.
So there's about 9 to 10 of us. It is a great team. I will say it is a female dominating team.
Yes.
We've only got one male in our team. But, you know, regardless of gender and, I guess, well, identity in general, we've all been able to come together and blend all of our skills. And it's just been such a really good experience, hey? Especially for our interns. We've got two interns on board, Anna and Rachel. Even their skills coming in on board has been just really helpful and made everything flow really smoothly.
Mm. Yeah.
That's cool. Oh, well, I'm stoked for you guys. What can audiences expect coming to this show, and why should they come to this show?
A lot of fun, a lot of laughs. You can expect some music, some singing, a little bit of a cunny. You can expect to see some really cool costumes. Mm. And if you, again, like if you're familiar with the books, the costumes look like they've leapt right from the page. Fifi has done a great job to adapt Ruth's illustrations. And also just a good chance to bring your tamariki in and giggle with them and have a good time with them while watching a story about, trusting your creativity.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Beautiful. What a beautiful story and a beautiful show to be playing with every night. And it's different every night as well. I think that's such a joy of those sort of interactive theatre pieces, is like the variety. I could imagine that you guys get to, you know, it's fresh every night. You don't really know what to expect.
Yeah.
Do you guys have a favorite part of like of the show or the process?
For me, my favorite part of the show is just after the monster's being constructed. I'm the monster. I get to come out in this crazy costume, and all the kids' reaction to the costume is a lot of fun. And like pointing and laughing, which is great because, you know, you think monster, that can sometimes be scary, but lots of the kids, the costume looks very silly and very floppy in a cute way. And so that my favorite part is seeing the kids react to that just by entering the stage. Yeah.
I think my favorite, I don't actually have a favorite part, to be honest. Like, I'm going through the show mentally and I'm like, there is no favorite part. I think the whole show is very healing my inner child 100% because it's got all of the different aspects that I really love as a kid. So for me to just be in the show is healing enough. And also I just find joy in that, finding joy being able to express these characters that these kids know from these books is my favourite part, I would say.
Mm. Kia ora, well, beautiful. For people who are listening, where can they find tickets and information on this show? Tickets, where can people find tickets?
Circa Theatre website, Help a Monster Act My Story. It's two shows a day, 11:30 and 1:30. So, you know, appropriate time for tamariki, perfect wet weather. weather occasion as well, especially with the cyclone coming in.
Yeah,
so the Circa website is the best place to go to find the tickets. Or pop into Circa and chat to some of the staff there. They're very nice and they'll help you out. Yeah.
Gorgeous. Yeah. Kia ora. Well, thank you so much for joining me on breakfast this morning. And best of luck for your shows today.
Thank you very much.
Help A Monster Ate My Story is running at Circa Theatre from today through till the 19th of May, 11:30 and 1:30. Is that right?
19th of April.
19th of April. What did I say?
May.
Oh, damn.
A month-long season.
That is a long season.
Yeah,
thank you for correcting me. From today through till the 19th of April, 11:30 and 1:30 every single day. Get along, bring your tamariki, bring yourselves. Check it out, Circa Theatre. Thank you so much, Te Kura Huia and Teague, for joining me on the show.